Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Living in the Moment: A Guide to Overcoming Challenges and Finding Moments of Joy in Alzheimer's Disease and Other Dementias, is a practical nonfiction guide written by geriatrician Elizabeth Landsverk, MD, for families, caregivers, and professionals supporting people with dementia. The book belongs to the caregiving and medical advice category rather than academic neurology, and its purpose is to translate clinical knowledge into usable guidance for daily life. It addresses Alzheimer's disease and related dementias through a combination of medical explanation, behavioral management, safety planning, and emotional support. A central idea is that dementia care should not be reduced to managing deficits. Instead, caregivers should preserve dignity, adapt to changing abilities, and focus on what can still be meaningful in the present. The book is structured to help readers navigate common problems such as agitation, medication choices, legal and financial concerns, and the challenge of sustaining connection as the disease progresses. Its value lies in offering a grounded, person-centered approach that is both compassionate and operational. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, person-centered dementia care built around dignity and present reality. One of the book's defining ideas is that a person with dementia remains an adult with feelings, preferences, and basic needs, even as memory and reasoning decline. This matters because many caregiving failures begin with treating the person as if they were only a diagnosis. Landsverk's approach argues for adapting care to the individual rather than forcing the individual to fit a rigid system. In practice, that means listening for emotional needs, preserving autonomy where possible, and avoiding unnecessary infantilization. The book also emphasizes living in the moment, not as a slogan but as a caregiving method, instead of fixating on future decline. Families are encouraged to attend to the present day and the current capabilities of the loved one. This approach is useful because dementia changes over time, and no single plan works for every household. By prioritizing dignity and flexible response, the book reframes caregiving from control to informed support, which can reduce conflict and help preserve connection. Secondly, practical strategies for behavioral symptoms without over-reliance on sedation. The book gives substantial attention to the day-to-day behavioral problems that often overwhelm families, including agitation, aggression, confusion, and distress. Rather than treating these behaviors as isolated misbehavior, the book presents them as signals that something is wrong, whether the cause is pain, environmental stress, unmet needs, or medication effects. That distinction is important because it changes the caregiver's response from punishment or suppression to investigation and adjustment. Landsverk also discusses medications carefully, including the risks of sedating approaches and the need to think critically about common prescriptions and over-the-counter remedies. The point is not that medicine has no role, but that it should be used thoughtfully and in context. This practical orientation is a major strength of the book because it helps readers avoid the common trap of defaulting to chemical restraint when a behavioral or physical cause may be treatable. The result is a more nuanced framework for managing difficult symptoms while preserving comfort and function whenever possible. Thirdly, safety, legal preparation, and financial protection as part of dementia care. Unlike many caregiving books that focus mainly on emotional coping, this one treats safety and planning as essential parts of dementia management. It addresses the physical security of the person with dementia, as well as the financial and legal vulnerabilities that can emerge when judgment declines. That broader view is important because dementia affects decision-making long before families feel fully prepared to intervene. The book's usefulness comes from linking medical decline to real-world consequences such as susceptibility to exploitation, difficulty managing money, and the need for early planning around responsibility and oversight. By including these concerns, Landsverk makes clear that caregiving is not only about comfort and communication, but also about prevention. Families are encouraged to think ahead about practical systems that reduce risk while respecting the person's remaining independence. This combination of caution and respect distinguishes the book from generic health advice, because it recognizes that dementia care is inseparable from legal responsibility, household organization, and protection from harm. Fourthly, medical guidance that connects symptoms, medications, and underlying causes. A major contribution of the book is its effort to explain dementia medically without overwhelming readers. Landsverk presents the disease in a way that helps caregivers understand what dementia is, what it is not, and why symptoms can vary so widely. This clarity matters because families often misread symptoms as simple stubbornness, personality change, or inevitable decline without possibility of adjustment. The book also stresses that medical care in dementia is not limited to one diagnosis or one drug. It discusses prescription and non-prescription medications, the possibility that some treatments may worsen confusion or behavior, and the importance of evaluating the full clinical picture. that approach is practical because many symptoms attributed to dementia can be shaped by pain, sleep issues, delirium, side effects, or other health problems. By connecting symptoms to causes, the book encourages better communication with clinicians and more informed decision-making. Its medical value lies not in offering specialized protocols, but in helping lay readers think like careful advocates for their loved ones. Lastly, caregiver support through realistic adaptation rather than false optimism, the book is not only about the person with dementia. It also addresses the emotional and practical strain on caregivers. Its treatment of caregiver support is notable because it avoids both despair and superficial reassurance. Instead, it asks families to adapt expectations, redefine what counts as a good day, and look for small forms of connection that remain possible despite cognitive loss. This is a significant contribution because caregiving burnout often grows when families measure success by standards that the disease has already made impossible. Landsberg's perspective is more realistic. Progress may be limited, but meaningful engagement can still happen if caregivers adjust the environment, timing, and type of interaction. That makes the book especially useful for families who need permission to replace perfectionism with workable routines. It also helps explain why the book has been valued as both compassionate and concrete. Rather than promising cure or easy resolution, it offers a framework for sustaining the caregiver and the relationship over time. In conclusion, living in the moment is best suited to family caregivers, adult children, spouses, and health professionals who need a practical orientation to dementia care rather than a theoretical discussion of neurodegeneration. Readers who are newly facing an Alzheimer's diagnosis will find its greatest value in helping them interpret symptoms, plan ahead, and reduce panic by understanding what kinds of problems commonly arise. Experienced caregivers may benefit even more from its focus on behavioral management, medication caution, and the realistic emotional demands of long-term care. What sets the book apart from many others in the field is its combination of clinical credibility and humane caregiving advice. It does not treat dementia only as a medical condition, and it does not reduce caregiving to encouragement or comfort language. Instead, it connects daily decisions to safety, dignity, communication, and family planning. That balanced approach makes it unusually useful as a working guide for readers seeking a grounded handbook that addresses both the practical burdens and the remaining possibilities for connection. It stands out as a strong and distinctive resource. If you would like to support Elizabeth Landsberg, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.